Bob Mielke has successfully combined New Orleans-style tailgate and swing trombone styles for more than half a century. Being both an outstanding soloist and a cooperative ensemble player brought him to the attention of a wide range of fans and musicians, having been invited to perform with Wingy Minone, Joe Sullivan, Barbara Dane, Muggsy Spanier, and Bunk Johnson, among many others. He's also been popular with San Francisco-style traditional jazz bands, such as this early 80s outfit, the Golden State Jazz Band. Here playing a tune written by swing-era trombonist J.C. Higginbotham called Give Me Your Telephone Number. In this second of three programs, Chatting with Bob Mielke, I'll be focusing on his never-before-issued performances with the remarkable New Orleans clarinetist Frank Big Boy Goody that were recorded in the late 50s and early 60s. Frank Goody was a skillful jazz musician and a colorful figure who performed on three continents. He was born in 1899 near New Orleans, spent his teen years as a cornet player in the Crescent City, and toured the Southwest, California, and Mexico before returning to New Orleans in 1921. By 1925, he was living in Paris, had switched to clarinet and sax, and was performing and recording with the best American and French jazzmen in Paris, where he stayed until 1940. Then, during World War II, Frank Goody was with guitarist Oscar Alemán in Argentina and Brazil. After the war, he toured France, Switzerland, and had a band in Berlin in the early 50s. And in 1957, he moved to San Francisco after inheriting an upholstery business and became active in the Bay Area jazz scene with Earl Father Hines, pianist Burt Bales, and our friend Bob Mielke. So during this hour, we'll be hearing these rare recordings of Mielke and Goody, and Bob will give us his firsthand recollections of a superb musician. Thank you. That's a nice tune written by the swing-era trombonist J.C. Higginbotham called Give Me Your Telephone Number. And that was Bob Mielke on trombone with the swinging Golden State Jazz Band, recorded live in San Francisco around 1980. That was a band led by trumpet player Ev Ferret. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm. And when I chatted with Bob, I was especially interested in his impressions of Frank Big Boy Goody.
He had a distinctive sound and a beautiful sound. It was a great pleasure to be able to work with him. And he actually joined the Bearcats. I heard about Frank Goody and went over to meet him. He came to one of our rehearsals, and we were thrilled with his work. Frank Big Boy, that's in quotes, Goody, had that nickname because he stood almost 7 feet tall.
Wow.
And when I first met him, I knocked on his door, and he stood on a doorstep, was about 6 inches high, and here he's 7 feet high. And I looked up, you know, and he looked down at me and he says, "Big, huh?"
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't a put down to call him Big Boy Goody.
You also had a word on Bob Osabin, the drummer.
Right. Bob had worked with a lot of local jazz groups in both trad jazz and swing and mainstream, and worked with Kid Ory. Later on, I had him with still a later version of the Bearcats that worked in North Beach at the Burp Hollow. And he was a wonderful drummer, very clear and swinging beat. He didn't mess things up with too much playing. It was just, but very clear and very swingy.
Saturday Night Function.
Saturday Night Function, a very rare tape, and early stereo broadcast from San Francisco in 1959. Bill Erickson trumpet, Frank Goody clarinet, Burt Bales piano, and my guest, Bob Mielke, on trombone. He's recalling for us the years when he was performing with Frank Goody. Big Boy Goody first joined Bob Mielke's Bearcats in the late 50s. Later, in various ensembles, Bob got to know better this New Orleans-born musician, world traveler, and musical treasure.
I looked him up, and he came to a rehearsal, and we were just delighted, and he seemed happy, and he joined the band for quite a while. Actually, I got to know him better somewhat later on than when he was in the Bearcats, because he joined Bill Erickson's quartet at the Monkey Inn, I believe around 1960, perhaps 61, and we played weekly there on Thursday nights, and I got to know him somewhat better. He was always a gentleman, and actually very, very gracious. He had, quote, continental, unquote, manners, you know, with the ladies and so on, and with other people, too. Well, anyway, he was a gas musically. We were always thrilled to be with him. His part kept moving around. He could always find a good part to play if he wasn't playing the lead. Many times on the recordings, I think you could hear that he's playing the lead. We traded leads. There were just the two horns, the clarinet, trombone, then a drummer. We had several different drummers, and then Bill Erickson on the piano.
We're listening to something now that was certainly never intended for broadcast or serious musical appreciation. Nonetheless, I think as we dig through these hours of tapes, that there's some really nice stuff in there.
There is. There's some damn good music, if I do say so myself. We'll be right back.
The Gold Digger's song, We're in the Money, the Bill Erickson Quartet with clarinetist Frank Big Boy Goody and my guest, Bob Mielke, trombone. Rare tapes from Berkeley, California, a performance at the Monkey Inn in 1962, and all the music this hour was recorded live. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. Thanks for joining me for a chat with Bob.
The resident quartet is on these tapes. It was Bill Erickson's quartet. He played piano. Bill was a double threat. He was an excellent trumpet player and maybe an even more excellent pianist. And myself on trombone and Frank Goody on clarinet. And the drummer is presidential material. His name was Jimmy Carter. He was a marvelous drummer that was on the scene in the 1950s and 60s, and then he had a hearing problem. He was going deaf and kind of disappeared from the music. He was a man from New Orleans, a black guy, played the real New Orleans-style drums really well. Thank you.
Frank Big Boy Goody, along with Bob Mielke, from the Monkey Inn in Berkeley. 1962, the tune China Boy.
Maybe you can give me a little bit more of the flavor of the Monkey Inn. It sounds like it's pretty lively, and maybe even, I think I hear dancers even on some of the tapes.
There actually wasn't a dance floor, but it was a student hangout for UC students, including Cal Bears football players and fraternity guys and so on their first beer bouts, and it could get pretty lively and at times a bit rough. It had sawdust on the floor. It was definitely a let-your-hair-down kind of place. One time, the boys got a little rambunctious, and a great big fellow came crashing into the bandstand. We were actually on a riser and knocked Bill Erickson off his piano, the chair, and broke the chair. This body was really moving. But generally speaking, it was peaceful, and they're just kind of noisy. And what sounds like dancing, I think, is probably foot tapping of myself or Frank Goody on the bandstand, because the microphone is pretty close.
Well, in a way, it's not fair to play these, because after all, these were, you were what? You were a quartet. This was a weekly residency, and so apparently somebody showed up with an Ampex tape recorder or something for a number of the sessions.
The Bryants, they were both engineers, not recording engineers, I think that's pretty clear, but they had a big bulky Ampex, and they were good fans and devoted. They came quite often, yes.
I must say there are some gorgeous extended solos on your part.
Oh, really?
In many of these recordings.
Huh.
Bearing, again, in mind that this is only a quartet with the two horns carrying things along.
Yeah.
On something like Ring Dem Bells, you carry the whole thing right on through.
Yeah. I remember that as particularly delightful. I always loved that tune, and everyone seems to have forgotten it. And there's a tune that's very similar to it that jazz fans are familiar with, is Four or Five Times, is basically the same song. Thank you.
Ring Dem Bells, featuring Frank Big Boy Goody on clarinet and my interview guest, Bob Mielke, on trombone. More from those rare 1962 tapes just ahead. Promotional support provided by the Mississippi Rag. Information on this monthly publication about legendary and contemporary giants of traditional jazz and ragtime is online at www.mississippirag.com. And the jazz rhythm website is jazzhot.bigstep.com. As we continue this chat with Bob and his recollections of Frank Goody, here's more of the Bill Erickson Quartet in 1962. It's a New Orleans jazz classic, The Gettysburg March.
Goody was a musician's musician. He admired people who knew what they were doing and were well-schooled and so on. And he didn't mention preferences to me. He was more knowledgeable than a lot of people probably assumed. He had studied, I'm not sure where, whether it was in the United States or later on when he was in Europe, but he had studied solfege, which is do, re, mi, fa, you know, that sort of thing. It's really a method for ear training. It can get pretty difficult. Goody could demonstrate that to you. He could sing a song in solfege and know what solfege syllable to use. Thank you.
Live at the Monkey Inn in 1962, very rare tapes, the Gettysburg March, Bob Mielke on trombone, Frank Big Boy Goody from New Orleans originally, via Paris, on the clarinet, and boy, that Mielke sure got a lot of wind. He can really carry that thing through. One thing I like about Mielke's playing on trombone, that he continues the solo. After his own solo, he keeps supporting the other instruments and just keeps blowing. And of course, that's absolutely essential in a quartet, but he did it in larger bands as well. Tremendously supportive player.